Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. I got a lot of stuff to talk about here today, and it's going to be a very special show. Because Mike Sempervivi held down the ship for me all last week when I was in Alaska, we are going to have a different co-host today. Mike has taken the day off. And we're going to be joined here in a while by the man himself, Filthy Tom Lawler. UFC star, got a bonus at the last show. He will be in the top 15 if I've got anything to do with it very, very soon. He's going to be joining us here in just a second. He'll be taking phone calls with us today. We'll be talking all of the news. Huge pro wrestling fan. Obviously, we can talk mixed martial arts as well. Whatever's on your mind. And there is a lot of news to get into, not the least of which is the AAA Triple Mania pay-per-view from last night. Did you see the show? Did you hear the show is the real question. Audio issues all night. It was a production nightmare. A nightmare! AAA has issued an apology for everything that went down on the show last night. They will be trying again, I'm sure, at some point, but you only get one chance to make a first impression. Although, to be fair, Ring of Honor only had one chance to make a first impression, and they had multiple attempts to run successful iPay-per-views, failed time after time after time, finally got it right, and, well, sometimes you get a second chance to make a first impression. We shall see. But we can talk about that show here today on the program. All of the matches, all of the production snafus, everything that went down last night at the AAA show. The main event, Rey Mysterio and Mysticis, actually was a very, very good match. If you made it that far, you got a good main event. We'll talk about that. All of the wrestling news. I'm going to Raw tonight. Should be a fun time. Coming up after the break with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Why does market strategist James Palmer stay at La Quinta? Because he fires up the free Wi-Fi with a network that's now up to 5 times faster than before. So James can download everything he needs. And when James has what he needs, you know what happens?
This accumulation of sales to the north is going to hit this demand front from the south, so expect a significant revenue downpour.
And what are the chances of this occurring?
He becomes a rainmaker. Book now at LQ.com. When you book direct, you always get the lowest price guaranteed.
Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Filthy Tom Lawler, also, in fact, of WrestlingObserver.com. Tom is doing the show today for two reasons. Number one, Mike Sempervivi's got a well-deserved day off. And also because there will be no Filthy Tom Lawler show this afternoon because I will be headed to Raw here in not my hometown of Everett, Washington. I try to avoid Everett at all costs, but I will go tonight for this Raw show. And Filthy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic. I know you're so excited to talk to the callers today. We're going to get to them here in a little while. But first off, I know that you watched that show last night, the AAA Triple Mania pay-per-view. What were your thoughts? I don't even know where to begin. Had you watched much AAA prior to last night?
No, I haven't. My exposure to Lucha Libre basically was through Lucha Underground and what I could find on television here and there. And I actually think it was mostly CMLL that I ended up running across. But Triple Mania was awesome. Maybe not for the right reasons, but it was an amazing spectacle of professional wrestling.
Yeah. A lot of production errors, as I noted in the opening segment here today. I know that a lot of people called and successfully got refunds for the show. It was only $20. And listen, I'm not going to defend the production issues because I hate bad audio more than anybody, and the show was rife with bad audio. But some people really got on me for not demanding a refund for this show because I have, in fact, in the past, demanded a refund for a pay-per-view. There was a TNA pay-per-view once that I demanded a refund for because it was so bad. And I think to me the difference is, number one, I'm a little older. I'm a little calmer now. And number two, the AAA production issues, I don't want to say they were not their fault because somebody screwed up somewhere, but it's not like they deliberately went out of their way to provide us with bad production. Whereas this TNA show, if I recall correctly, was just an insult to everything. It was an insult to me as a paying customer, and it was by design on their part, if that makes any sense. And so I deserved my money back, I felt. This, yeah, there were a lot of production issues. Yeah, it was a complete disaster. Yeah, production-wise, it was the worst pay-per-view of all time. But I liked the last two matches. I thought the opener was okay. It was only $20. And so, I don't know. I didn't feel like I should demand a refund for this.
I don't know. How did you only pay $20? I paid $30. And if my memory serves me correct, this is the second time. Maybe I'm just ordering the HD version and it's bumping up the cost because the last TNA pay-per-view, the same thing happened. I spent more than everybody else did. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that. But I will say that I think it was a steal even at the $30 that I paid because, you know, this was a momentous occasion in many ways.
It was a momentous. I don't know what it is, but like sometimes when I buy things on pay-per-view, like, sometimes, for some reason, when I used to order TNA pay-per-views, they would charge the same price for HD and SD. And I was like, well, why would I buy the standard version for $34 if you're going to give me the HD version for $34? And I guess it's possible I paid $30, but everybody said it was $20, and so I presume they only charged me $20, but I don't have an answer for this. The big question.
Brian, I think you would have been better off, or I would have been better off watching some of this in standard definition instead of in HD.
It felt like the whole thing was in standard definition when I watched it in HD. My big question to you, Tom. Dave Meltzer, who's been doing this a long time, longer, Tom, than you've been alive, longer than I've been alive, because he was doing California Wrestling Report when I was in the womb, 4 years before I was in the womb, Tom, he said that the Vianos versus Psycho Circus match was the worst match he'd ever seen. We're talking tens of thousands of matches, maybe more, that Dave Meltzer has watched in his lifetime. He said that was the worst match he'd ever seen. What are your thoughts on that statement? How would you rank that match?
That match was really, really bad, but I cannot in good conscience say it was the worst match I've ever seen. I can't pinpoint worst matches I've seen, but I'm sure there were some. If for nothing else than the fact of how hot that Spanish girl was on the old ref's arm before he came out for that match, I include it as part of this match, so that bumps it up in the star ratings for me.
That's right, and the piggyback spot where the clowns all got on each other's backs and fell on a Viano. I mean, that was worth at least an eighth of a star.
I'm looking out to find a psycho clown mask that I can start wearing for my fights for the walkout.
Hey, that reminds me. I'm glad you brought that up. So at the last UFC show, a couple of the wrestlers wore masks to the ring. Now, I believe that you had talked to Reebok about what you could and could not wear. Did you specifically ask about a mask, and did they shoot that idea down? Is the lesson, it's better to break the rules and apologize than ask permission? Is that what we have to determine now from this UFC Reebok policy?
I don't think that they have an exclusive deal on Lucha Libre masks or any sort of accessories, from what I understand. I just never even reached a point where I asked them if I could wear a mask, because I assumed that I would not be able to.
Well, now apparently we've learned that you can. So if you can get that Psycho Circus mask, you need to go for it.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to try for Psycho Clown. If I can't get him, I'll go for Murder Clown. And if I can't find his mask, I'll go with Monster Clown. But definitely not any of the Vianos, because they were terrible.
Tom, you got to go as Filthy Clown.
Good point.
Now, the other, I guess, you were a big fan of the opener. I believe you may have said the opener was the best match on the show. Maybe I'm incorrect about that. But you enjoyed the man, woman, mini, and Exotico match. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely amazing. You know, there was a mini dress. Just think about it. If you know nothing about Lucha Libre, you walk in and the first match you see is a mini dressed like a clown. You've got transgendered wrestlers.
Exoticos.
Exoticos.
Which is apropos because that's what Craig would call them as well.
An overweight woman, I would say. Then you have a woman in a mask and then some wrestlers. And it was awesome. And Pimpinella Escarlo won with what could have been the best submission I've ever seen in my life over Sexy Star.
Yeah, Vinny and I couldn't figure out what hurt. It's one of those submissions where, what's happening here? Why?
My eyes hurt, Brian. My eyes hurt.
That was the submission then. Yeah, that was a fun little opener. It wasn't like great or anything like that, but it wasn't terrible. And a perfectly fine opener. We had the Vianos match, which was largely regarded as the worst match of all time by some. The Triple A Trios titles, the Hell Brothers against Angelico, Jack Evans, and Hijo del Fantasma, all of whom, by the way, have been on the show of late. And then it was Phoenix, Angelico, and Jack Evans. And then Fantasma, Pentagon Jr., and El Tejano Jr. cage match. What'd you think of that one?
That actually was probably the match I disliked the most. There was just too much going on, and I really couldn't figure out exactly who was on whose team. It was just too much action. And, you know, as Dave said in his report on the front page, it was kind of a waste of a lot of these guys, especially when you had this Blue Demon and La Parca match next. I mean,
yeah, they should have put those guys in the cage and restricted their movement as much as possible. They had a tag match, Blue Demon Jr., La Parca against Electro Shock and Macias. It was okay. Nothing spectacular. Alberto El Patron beat Brian Cage in the hair match, which was fun. Not like a blowaway match or anything like that, but at least they had all the technical issues set up here, And we were able to hear and see the match, which was more than we'd got anything else on the show prior. And then Rey Mysterio Jr. beat Mysticis, the former Mystico, the former Sin Cara, the original Sin Cara, in a dream match, they called it. And they did a big heel turn afterwards. And I liked the last two matches on the show.
Yeah, I thought the last two matches were decent. There was a lot of interference in that, in the El Patron and Brian Cage match, which I think took away from it. And especially if you're an American viewer and you have no clue that there are heel and face referees in Mexico, then you're probably very, very confused by the fact that there's interference going on right in front of the referee and he's allowing it. But, you know, it was a decent story and easy to remember.
All right, everybody, we're going to head to a break. We'll talk a little bit more about this and some news when we come back, and then your phone calls. Call and talk to Filthy Tom. All the numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, as well as 1-800-878-PLAY. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
That would be Brian Alvarez and Filthy Tom here on Wrestling Observer Live. We got more news to talk about here today. I'm going to Raw tonight. We got some WWE news we'll get into here in a bit, but phone lines are going crazy, Tom. Everybody wants to talk to you, so let's not waste any time. Let's try East of the Rockies. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Tom, this is Danny Hernandez. How are you guys?
What's up, Danny?
Good pleasure speaking to Filthy Tom here. Congrats on your last win. But my question is, because I'm a big listener for your shows on website, a couple weeks ago you talked about how you had doves in your house and you were like so scared that you couldn't get them out before your wife came home. So what were you more under stress, trying to get these those birds out of your house or your last fight?
That's a good question.
It was pigeons, not doves. Doves I would not have been scared of at any point, I don't think. But definitely the pigeon scenario is a lot scarier, Danny. When you have the wrath of a woman that can come down upon you at any moment, it's quite a scary situation. So definitely that. You know, the fight's one thing. I've pissed off guys before in the past, and I've lived to tell about it. But, you know, getting on a woman's bad side is a rough situation.
Tom, how long have you been with this lovely lass?
Since the day I laid eyes upon her.
Wow. Has it been more than 2 years?
No.
Okay. Well, my question was, I mean, you would have felt her wrath if the doves had not been removed from the house. Actually, if there had been doves in the house, she may have fallen even more in love with you. But these pigeons, got to get rid of them.
Yeah, that's impossible, by the way.
Yeah, I understand. Now, if you would have gone in there and, God forbid, you'd have lost your fight, would you have felt wrath from her as a result of that or no?
Well, there's no telling. You know, as you know, Brian, she is pregnant, so she's prone to some very serious mood swings.
You know, what's funny is my wife has not had a single mood swing at any time in her life.
Ever in her entire life?
Never. So maybe we need to avoid getting pregnant at all costs.
Yeah, perhaps. Or there's some sort of chemical imbalance, because I didn't know that it was possible to be a woman and not have some sort of mood swing.
Wow. Let's move on here before we get in too much trouble. Ryan in Cumberland, you are on the air. What's going on?
My question for Filthy Tom is about the Reebok deal. Do you feel that you're risking serious injury by wearing Reebok products because you might feel more comfortable wearing like Nike or Adidas, and that could maybe distract you during the fight?
Well, that's an amazing question. I'd never thought of that.
Well, I would feel most at home if I was wearing Keds, I believe. But since that, you know, since I can't do that, the Reebok outfit is fine. It's perfect. Great for me. If it can hold up to the rigors of a CrossFit championship, then I'm sure it's good enough in the octagon.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Ryan. A compelling question.
Yeah, Brian, I'm really surprised that he knew who I was. I don't think he did.
Well, he knew because he listened to the first half of the show.
That's true.
Yeah, that's how we filled him in. All right, let's go. Parts Unknown, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
I should have known. This is the only line you call.
What's my line? As a card-carrying member of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, local number 657, I'd like to get Tom's thoughts on this. Being the UFC fighters being unionized, is that something he's for or against? And what kind of...
Tom, are you against a union?
Exactly what he gets paid, but are you able to cover your training, your cornermen, everything, and still make a very decent living? Or do you? How much other side work do you have to do as like training?
Ed, he's buying TNA pay-per-views. He's got to make a decent living.
Yeah, I've got a serious...
Like you, Brian.
Ed, I need money. I make decent money in my fights. Otherwise, I'd be drinking Mountain Dew and eating pizza like you at home. So, obviously... Go ahead.
I said, who wouldn't want to eat pizza and drink Mountain Dew? But when I work, I bust my ass. But like I say, are you pro or against the unionization of the UFC fighters?
Okay, the union thing's it's a serious question, and I have to be very careful about the way that I answer it. Am I against unions? No. The way, and there hasn't been a lot released on exactly what the Teamsters Union and the Culinary Union are trying to do. I don't know if they are trying to organize people themselves. I've read that they're just simply backing the idea of this fighters union. And there's also some movement in the way of this Muhammad Ali Act possibly making its way into MMA, which would change the thing completely. It would change the way fighters are represented.
What is the Muhammad Ali Act? Explain that to everybody.
Basically, it covers a bit, like there's quite a few things to it. But one of the things is that a promoter cannot kind of act as, you know, like have a financial interest in the fighters, and some people are maintaining that, you know, with the way the UFC is run, that they do have financial interest in the fighters. But there's also a lot of other things that it connects to as far as, you know, like brain damage and stuff like that, like setting up pension funds, I believe. I'm not exactly 100% sure on the entire act, but it does apply to boxers currently, and there is a movement to get it picked up in MMA circles. The problem with the Teamsters Union, I think, is the fact that they've aligned themselves with this culinary union, which has tried to keep the UFC out of New York. And I think there are a lot of fighters are going to look at that and kind of view it as us against them. So I'm not sure that they're the right group to try to be organizing fighters at this point. My dad was a Teamster, Ed, so you're in
wow.
good company.
How about that? I knew that. I just wanted to acknowledge you. I want to throw out the numbers again. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 if you want to give us a call. We've also got four numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to call west of the Rockies, 425-488-0525. East of the Rockies, 425-482-1686. Parts unknown, 425-398-7353. And first-time callers, if you've never called, which is impossible to believe, 425-398-7289. Give us a call. Talk to Tom. Talk to me. Whatever is on your mind is fair game here today. And on the sports byline, John in Arkansas, you're on the air. What's going on?
Well, first off, I have to say I've long followed Filthy Tom's career, going back to his days in Florida where he used to hang out with a miscreant by the name of Vivacious Vito DiNucci. So, yeah,
wow.
I know all about Filthy.
Yeah, that's going old school.
Are you shocked, Tom, that not only does he know who you are, but he's followed you?
I am. I do expect some callers to have followed me, but I expect that to be kind of like following me to my house, stalking me. So
sure, exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad John has followed my career. Nice pool, yeah, by the way, too.
And all your exploits, and I'm very happy that you picked up your recent victory. I was rooting for you, and I just had to call in and show my verbal support towards you and the other talented folks within the UFC.
What a friendly call.
Yeah, that was the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
Well, thank you, John. We very much appreciate that, and we all wish Filthy well as well. Is that right?
It's good enough.
Yeah. Tom, are you intensely training for a future fight, or when does your medical suspension end, if you have one?
Yeah, I was given a 45 to 60 day medical suspension, no contact. So basically, I've just been sitting around drinking Diet Mountain Dew and eating pizza. So kind of in the vein of Ed, but I'm taking a little bit healthier.
All right, if you want to give us a call, you know the numbers. As far as news tonight, I got to get into a little bit more. By the way, Lady Laura here wants to know why you're called Filthy. It sounds like a loaded question from Lady Laura.
Yeah, and unfortunately, due to the format of this show, I don't think we can get into that. You'll have to listen, I guess.
Yeah, you got to listen to the podcast, and you'll hear all about why he's known as Filthy. Let's go east of the Rockies. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Greg calling from Rochester, New York.
Yes, Greg.
Filthy Tom, huge fan. Congrats on your win. That's the only time I actually jumped out of the seat and actually cheered for someone in a knockout on a UFC show.
I did too, Tom. I'm not even joking. It was ridiculous. I was embarrassed for myself, but proud of you.
Thank you.
I ended up yelling, "Oh, expletive. You got him."
I don't know if that's positive or negative.
Oh, no, that was positive. I was happy. Hey, okay. Someone from the Empire won. Okay. Now, Brian, I heard your story last night how when you were driving through Alaska, and the only thing you could hear was conservative radio, and you mentioned Trump. I like to tie that storyline into the Daniel Bryan storyline, if I may.
Okay.
Okay. The whole storyline when he first caught on was that they didn't see anything in him, but the people were cheering for him, and they were going, yes, yes, yes. Same thing kind of with Donald Trump. Everyone's trying to say, don't like him, he's not the guy, but the people, in their own way, are saying, yes, yes, yes.
Huh.
You see it?
Kind of. I could make a lot of tie-ins right there, but it may not be appropriate for a show like this.
Oh, I'm just saying either way, because you got the people that are saying, he's not the guy. And in the storyline for Daniel Bryan, Triple H and Stephanie and Vince and all that were saying, he's not the guy. He's not the guy who won. And it's the same story. It's sort of a crossover into real life in a way. I just wanted to point that out.
Hmm. Well, I think that the big difference would be that, well, I don't want to get into politics here, my man.
No,
but
I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying, like, if you look at the people who are like the detractors, they're like the Triple H and Stephanie of Raw, but like on TV and the news. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of see what you're saying. I want to thank you very much for the call. I see vast differences between Daniel Bryan and Donald Trump. I don't know who I could make a comparison to with Donald Trump. He's like, I don't know. He's like a Hogan. We had to do a break, everybody. Back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family. Or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Mmm, luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. Mike Sempervivi on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. And we got a lot of people calling on the phone today. We're going to get into it. I'm sad we're not getting the sweet music we had on the show yesterday, but I'm sure it'll be back soon. Let's go to the east of the Rockies line. You're on the air with Filthy Tom. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Sean from New Jersey.
Yes, Sean.
I just have a question for Tom. Obviously, he's been through the training of UFC and the rigors of camp and fighting, but does he think that his body would hold up under the crazy scheduling that WWE has their guys? I mean, like, half their roster is injured, and it feels like they always just throw guys injured, and guys like Rybacks are doing top rope planches and crazy stuff.
Well, Tom certainly would never do crazy stuff, but go ahead, Tom.
Actually, yeah, I don't think that my body would hold up to that schedule. One of the biggest things, you know, I've run my body down pretty much every time you go into the gym, just based on the nature of the sport in mixed martial arts. But I get a chance to come home and recover. I can, you know, sleep in my own bed or somebody else's bed if I want. I can, you know, I can take baths, salt baths. I can do yoga. I can do whatever I need to recover. These guys who are on the road 4 or 5 times a week, I mean, their bodies are taking a beating. Granted, it could only be 15 or 20 minutes a day, but they don't have the opportunities to recover like, you know, us mixed martial artists do. And us fighters heal faster than normal humans anyways. So, you know, it is a tough, very tough situation for the guys that are out there on the road for the WWE. And I don't think a lot of people could stand up to that kind of abuse.
How much sleep do you get on an average night? Because sometimes we're going to record late and you're out. And it's not like you're getting up early, dude.
Yeah, I get about 9 hours, maybe 10. This past night, I got maybe close to 11 hours of sleep.
11 hours of sleep. I could kill you.
Why would you do that?
I couldn't, but you know what I mean. This person
you
wants
are
to know,
a black belt.
So. Ask Tom what it was like training with Junie Browning. Living with him, not training with him.
Well, he was nuts. So you just basically imagine living with the most unstable person going and then add a few more notches of crazy to it. And there was times on the last night he had fought, I believe, Efren Escudero in the semifinals. And it was the day before we're set to leave the Ultimate Fighter house. And everybody there was really worried that, you know, if Efren beat Junie, that Junie was just going to lose it that last night. But he ended up getting beat. He ended up getting submitted. And then it was kind of like a load off his shoulders for the past, you know, the last day we spent in that house. So really wasn't that bad towards the end. But there were some points during the filming of the show where, you know, you didn't want to go to sleep because you didn't know what the guy was going to do.
I can only imagine. Parts Unknown line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. This is Jordan from Death Valley.
Jordan, Death Valley, what's going on?
I have a question for Tom. Something I've always wondered. I've never spoken to a UFC fighter before. So, Tom, how much does the fear of pain come into play before a fight? Maybe when you're walking out, but have you ever fought somebody that you were just like, oh, man, this guy could really hurt me? Have you ever been afraid of the pain you could endure?
No. There, you know, when you go in there, your adrenaline is pumping so much that really you don't even feel the punches and you don't feel any of the hurt until after the fight's well over. You know, even now it's been 2 weeks and I still have some bruises and bumps and stuff that hurt. But during the actual time where you're there in the cage, you know, you don't feel any of that. Your body's just got so much adrenaline going that you're kind of in a different world. I've never like gone into a fight thinking like, oh man, this guy, you know, he's got the potential to really hurt me because everybody you fight does. One of the things now is that I go in there and I'm like, you know, I really don't want to get like seriously injured to the point where I'm not going to be able to play with my kids in the future, you know? Whereas before I didn't have that.
All right. Anything else?
That's it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. I wanted to give him some more time because he was calling all the way from Death Valley. So how are you feeling right now? I mean, did you have any lingering concerning injuries or are you feeling pretty good 2 weeks later?
Brian, I am the man. I feel great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nothing could stop me.
Well, I know that, but what can slow you down?
Well, actually, my thumb is a little bit hurt from one of the multiple punches I landed to Jean Valente. But other than that, you know, apart from some bruising from some leg kicks that he threw, you know, nothing really.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I've been blessed with this gigantic head. That's like it's like wearing a motorcycle helmet at all times. So.
You do have a large head, I've noticed.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe not as big as Craig's, but...
No, no one's got a head as big as Craig's. I saw buffalo that had head smaller than Craig when I was in Alaska. Let's talk a little bit of the news right here. I need to know more about this because I just don't get it. But if you recall, there was a house show this weekend, Saturday night in Victoria, British Columbia. And there was a fan who had a Money in the Bank briefcase. And he had all the wrestlers autograph it throughout the night. And then during the Roman Reigns match, he chucked the thing and hit Roman Reigns right in the head. And Roman was kind of, I don't want to say he was knocked batty, because if he was, he'd be out of action. But he was a little shaken up for a little while, and they arrested the guy. Now, allegedly, and I'm saying allegedly because I know that everybody has sent me the screenshot, but the timestamp on the screenshot doesn't match up. Allegedly, they claimed that this guy had stated in advance that he was going to do this. But I never saw the screenshot until afterwards, and the screenshot had a Sunday timestamp, and this happened on Saturday. So I don't know if this really happened or not, but whether it was premeditated or not, I mean, if it were me, I would have slaughtered this guy, or I would have made sure to press charges against this guy. You can't be throwing a briefcase at a guy's head when he's in the ring performing. So the follow-up to the story is, apparently he was not charged. He apologized, which to me would not be enough if you assaulted me with a briefcase. He apologized, and his punishment, they say, is that he has been banned from all future WWE events. My question is, how do you ban a guy from all future WWE events? How's that possible, Tom?
That is a very good question. I don't know. Maybe they'll put his picture on a milk carton.
Yeah, is that what they're going to do? Is there going to be a picture up when you try to enter the building everywhere in this country till the end of time? Don't let this man in.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you rectify that situation. It's pretty interesting you just get away with doing that and then issue an apology and everything's okay. Now, was Roman entering through the crowd?
No, he was in the ring. It was like in the middle of the match.
Oh, really? Wow.
I mean, come on. Back in the day, if you threw a briefcase at a guy, I mean, you'd be in that briefcase by the end of the night. Now he apologizes, and his punishment is he's banned from events. Something that I can't even imagine how you would possibly enforce that.
Well, Roman Reigns is a nice guy. You know, we've seen all the vignettes.
They can't even enforce people getting the network for free every month.
Jeez.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was just saying, Roman Reigns is a nice guy. We've seen all the videos of him with his daughter, and he's a nice stand-up guy. So I can imagine that he just said, hey, apologize to me. All is forgotten. We'll move on.
Oh, wow. What a nice guy. This guy's Samoan. You know what would happen 10 years ago if you had thrown a briefcase at a Samoan?
He may have eaten it.
Oh, the briefcase? Let's move on. Dolph Ziggler was at the Vancouver show this weekend, so he's going to be back soon. I don't know if he's going to be back tonight because he's filming a movie, and thus he was in Vancouver, which is why the fella from Arrow, Stephen Amell, is going to be on Raw tonight. He's going to be confronting Cody Rhodes. He's going to be doing something leading into SummerSlam. And since he's in the area, he's coming down for Raw tonight, so they'll set up whatever they're going to do for that show. And it looks like your main man, the Ryback, is going to be back tonight. I'm sure you're very excited at that news.
Actually, I don't know, man. That staph infection was pretty bad. And as you know, my own recent history with staph, that could be a pretty rough infection.
Dude,
so.
you were good in a week.
That is true, but, you know, we could chalk that up to fighters healing faster than normal people. Ryback, to my knowledge, isn't a fighter, so I don't know. That's why it may have taken him longer to recover from the staph infection. But that's no joke. You know, people, you know, I may be a joke, but staph infection is no joke.
Tom, you're no joke. Nor are staph infections. That is true. He's been out for a while with a staph infection in his knee. That'll teach him to come off the top rope with those splashes. There's nothing good that can come of that.
No. Actually, you know what? That's another thing. You know, the caller earlier asked about if your body can hold up to the rigors of the road, or if my body could, and, you know, even being able to shower and have your own like bathing products and stuff. That's something that people don't take into account. If you're in these nasty buildings, who knows what the locker rooms are like? Who knows what the shower facilities are at some of these events? You know, if you don't take care of yourself, you could end up with a staph infection like Ryback.
Brandon in Los Angeles, you are on the air. What's going on? Brandon?
He's in the air on an airplane, I think, Brian.
Sounds like the AAA show right now. Brandon, what's up?
How's it going, Mike? I mean, not Mike.
This is Brian, but... yeah, Mike's not even here today, but what's going on?
My fault. Well, two different things. Let me turn this volume down. So, okay, there we go.
Please.
My first question for you, Brian, is do you have any early... inductees into this year's Hall of Fame?
I tell you, the WWE Hall of Fame?
Yes.
I would say probably The Undertaker and Sting, unless you don't want to do both of them on the same year, which is possible. Those would be my top two guesses.
Alrighty. And for Filthy Tom, great job on your win, sir. It was a very, very entertaining fight.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Hey, Brett, what about Jacqueline? You think she'll get in since it's in Texas and they need to have a female?
That's possible. Brandon, I want to thank you very much for the call. He thought that was very funny.
Yeah, straight from the dispensary.
Yeah. Jacqueline could go in. That's possible. They got to have a woman in every year. So actually, she'd probably be at the top of the list. And, yeah, I think Undertaker obviously is going to be the main eventer. Tom, let me ask you about this. I think that The Undertaker has got to lose at SummerSlam.
He's got to.
That's what I think.
Yeah. He's got to win it. He's got to lose at SummerSlam, win at Mania, and retire.
Yeah.
It's got to be it.
I was listening to Paul Heyman's promo on Raw, and I can't remember the exact phrasing, but it was something like, Undertaker cannot rest in peace or something of that nature until he avenges this loss to Brock Lesnar. It was this big thing, like this was a journey and it was the last thing Undertaker needed to do in his career. That's the way that Paul framed it without using those exact words. And it's kind of like, well, if this dude wins at SummerSlam, the story's over. Like, yeah, you can do a third match at Mania if you want to, but why after The Undertaker gets his revenge? He's got to lose this match. I think Paul's line was something like, Brock is the guy The Undertaker can't beat. And you've got to continue that story. And finishing off at WrestleMania, he gets one last chance in his final match, win, lose, or draw. I think that's money. We'll talk about it after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And did I say Mike Sempervivi? Filthy Tom, have you returned yet from your... Apparently not.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Are you aware, Tom, that today is hashtag Sandow Appreciation Day?
I was not aware of that whatsoever, actually.
Man, you know what that means, don't you?
He's going to lose tonight.
He's going to get destroyed tonight. It's funny how that happens in this company. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of the exact opposite. Well, actually, I was going to say the opposite of the UFC, but Besh Kahaya got jobbed out in her hometown. So.
Well, that's true. It's saying his hometown. It's his home day, I guess.
Well, that's true, yeah.
I'm going to Raw tonight, everybody. So later on, we'll be doing a special Wrestling Observer Radio only for subscribers. Myself and Dave Meltzer will be talking about Raw. I will be there live, so it should be a lot of fun. Filthy Tom is a regular. If you enjoyed the show today, he has a weekly show on the website. Not this week, but every other week. And he usually joins us on Saturdays for the post-UFC Wrestling Observer Radio as well. And Tom, about 30 seconds here. Let's get some plugs out for the rest of your stuff.
Yeah, you can check me out on Twitter at Filthy Tom Lawler. You can also check me out with Front Row Brian on the FRB show, which has had a new one that we reviewed Triple Mania on last night. And also sign up at WrestlingObserver.com/figure4online.com because I got mouths to feed, Brian.
That's right. He's got mouths to feed, and you can help him out there. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. So check us out on Sports Byline USA, and we're out of here. Back later on tonight with more. Thanks, Filthy, Mike Sempervivi, all the folks at Byline, and of course you, the listeners, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.